kind of a like painted, like, you know, up and down, see.
Uh-huh. You tell me when you get tired. I don't want you to tire you out on this first session.
On the side road, the one that came on the right, there's what I call a picket fence.
Oh, yeah.
And it's painted, the last one put up, it didn't put it, didn't put up long in the flat, but up here. But, about 2 miles up the road on the right, I believe it's red. Sure. Yeah, I believe it's the painted red.
Bright red?
Red, yeah, pretty doggone red. And on up further, next to good, about a mile from Cunning, out this way, say a mile this side of Cunning, why, they got a fence been there. It's upright, too. That's, I'd call that a picket fence.
Oh, yeah.
We used to have going up, my dad had a paling fence around for garden paling. He saw the trees and he split them palings and he shortened them on the top end, and they wouldn't be over, I'd say, 3 inches wide, about a half, maybe inch thick, inch to a half. It's about as thin as he can split them.
Right.
And he'd short them on the top. They'd be about head tall.
Talking about?
Old chicken hens would fly over in there. And you talking about me, I'd have a job running them chickens out. I'd make it rough on them claws of dirt, huh?
I bet. Talking about chickens, on a farm, have you ever seen anybody try to put something that really wasn't an egg, but they put it under to try to get the hen to lay?
Yeah, nest egg. Yeah. They used to buy them and they were glass. And then that I think mother had some that looked like chalk.
You reckon some of them were made out of this stuff, you know, that usually your best dishes are made out of?
Chinese. Might have been, I don't know. But I know these eggs that we used to mum and buy them. See, I have seen her use a hen egg, and she'd take some bluing.
From what?
Bluing, it used to blue water.
Oh, yeah.
For washing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd wet it and mark on that egg, you know, she could tell it from the others.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the old hen, of course, she'd go in there and lay. And she'd go out and gather up the eggs or the kids would, and leave that thing in there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And but I tell you one thing, if that egg stays in there too long and it rots and you bust it, you done smell something.
Hi, Lord. Howdy. Yeah, I was just going to say now, you let me know when you're getting tired. I don't want to wear you out here on the first day or anything like that.
Well, I'm getting pretty well.
Okay.
Tired out.
Okay. Now, if you're gonna go out to milk your cows, what would you take with you to catch some milk in?
A pail and bucket.
So a bucket and a pail, the same.
Well,
thing.
Yeah. We call it a half gallon cup, the milk in, and then pour your milk in your buckets, you see.
Mm-hmm.